8:51, 66 degrees, and it's time to check in with meteorologist Drew Lerner of World Weather Incorporated. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Brian. We still have a lot of interesting weather going on across the U.S. We have some freezes that are occurring this morning across parts of the Canadian prairies, and that's going to be something that shifts to the northern U.S. plains on Saturday morning, as well as the upper Midwest. We're also going to see similar conditions on Sunday morning. Actually, it would be a little bit more just frost across parts of the Midwest in general. These cool temperatures will cause a little bit of crop damage. We're mostly concerned about crops up across the Canadian prairies and the northern U.S. plains, as well as Minnesota. It looks like these areas will see upper 20 and lower 30-degree low temperatures, and that's going to be cold enough to cause some damage to some of the crops like canola and perhaps a small amount of corn and soybeans. Now, a lot of the crops will recover from this. We'll have to watch real closely. We're going to do a lot of leaf mass burning, if you will, as we go through these next few nights, and we'll have to assess the situation. In the meantime, in the heart of the Midwest, we, of course, have some more rain still occurring at this hour across parts of Illinois, and it looks like some neighboring areas are also picking up on a little bit of precipitation. This is the last in this current series of disturbances moving across the region, but there is going to be one more that will show itself across the western Corn Belt on Friday, and then will race into the lower eastern Midwest probably Friday night into Saturday morning. So we have still a couple of days here where we're not going to see good drying conditions across the region, and the temperatures are going to be working their way a little lower as time moves forward. We don't expect today's rain to be all that impressive, except possibly in Ohio. I think Ohio could see upwards to an inch of rain. That is not going to be welcome. We just are just old-fashionedly too wet here across a big part of the region, and got to dry down. We are seeing some good news, but it's about a week and a half away. That good news is a ridge of high pressure is expected to build up late next week, possibly, across the middle of the country. And if that occurs, it should start to block some of the rainfall from occurring across the eastern Midwest. Also will help the temperatures to climb a little bit higher so that we get better drying conditions occurring between events. And all of this would be extremely important. The sad part of that is that between the cold weather that's coming up here this weekend and the ridge of high pressure I just mentioned for late next weekend or the following weekend, there is one more big storm system that will be moving across the Midwest. And that system will produce maybe 1 to 3 inch rains across many areas as we get into the early to middle part of next week. Very typically, when you have a significant cold air mass like this one coming up this weekend, when it abates, there's a tendency for the warm and moist air to come rushing back in over on top of that cold air, and that's the perfect scenario for widespread generalized rain. And I feel pretty confident that we're going to see that. So the sad part of this whole outlook is that we do have one more round of significant rain next week before we get influenced by that high pressure ridge. And so it will still be a while before we can get aggressive in some of these fields. And in South America, everything is about status quo today. There's really nothing new. Argentina will see a favorable environment for harvesting their summer crops. Not much precipitation, just a few showers once in a while. And across Brazil, it's still going to stay wet in some of the southern parts of the country while the north stays dry. So that's about it this morning. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
All right, Drew, thanks a lot. Have a great day.
You do the same.
Drew Lerner with us from World Weather Incorporated.